is this Shabbos, as well as Shabbos Mevarchim Kislev. Tomorrow night begins the 30 days before Chanukah. It's hard to believe that Chanukah is around the corner. Tomorrow night is Chof Hei, Mar Cheshvan. Just like before Pesach, the halacha is Shoyal and the Darshan, Shloshim Yoyim Kaidim HaChag, even though this was said by Yomim Tovim Dan Midai Raisa. Chanukah as well, even though it's not a Yom Tov Midai Raisa, it's certainly a major Yom Tov, and just as we prepare before every Yom Tov 30 days in advance, the 30-day preparation begins this week. This Shabbos happens to also be Chav Zayin Mar Cheshvan, which is the day in which Noach was told, Sei Min HaTeva, to go out of the Teva. That was the day when Yovsha Ha'oretz, and here we see that Chodesh Mar Cheshvan can go either way. It was the month in which the Mabel started. It was the month in which Noach had to go into the Teva to protect himself from the raging waters of the Mabel, and at the same time, in Mar Cheshvan, Noach left the Teva and went out to repopulate, to recreate the world. Mar Cheshvan is the Chodesh, as we've been speaking about. Yerach Bul, that is the month in which we're supposed to elevate this world, the world of decay, and bring it to higher levels. This is the last Shabbos of Mar Cheshvan, and being that it's Shabbos Mevarchim, this is the parasha that helps take us from Mar Cheshvan to Kislev. Kislev is the month of Keshes. Every Chodesh has a mazel. Mar Cheshvan is Akrev, the scorpion. A mazel l'cha'ira associated with negativity, as we mentioned in the previous weeks. Kislev, on the other hand, is the mazel of Keshes. Keshes, which is the bow, either the rainbow or the bow and arrow, Keshes refers to tefillah and it refers to bitochen. We know from Parshas Vayechi, where the pasuk says, Yaakov said, Asher lokachti miyadho emoiri bicharbi uvekashti, that he took away from Esav the bechayra. That's what the pasuk is referring to, according to the second shot in Rashi, One is literally that Yaakov took it away from the Amori, the Goyim that started up with him after the Maaseh with Shechem, and then Yaakov defeated them and gave over the city of Shechem to Yosef HaTzadik as a schar for being Yosef in his Kvura, and therefore Yosef is buried in Shechem. And Yaakov says, I took it away from the Amori b'charbi uvekashti, literally with my sword and my bow. The second pshat that Rashi brings there is that Yaakov took away the Shechem Acha, that's the extra chelik, the Bechayra from Esav. The Amori is Esav, who is Oysa Maisa Amori, or Shetzad Oviv B'imrei Piv. B'charbi uvekashti, b'tzloisi ubibausi. That means kashti, keshes refers to tefillah, bakoshosi. B'kashti is the same letters as bakoshosi. Cherev is chokhma, that's Torah. And Keshes is tefillah. So we see that Keshes is associated with tefillah. We also see that Keshes is associated with betochen. Also in Parashas Vayechi, concerning the bracha of Yosef, it says, Vatesha be'eson kashtoi, that Yosef prevails despite all his difficulties in Mitzrayim and having to deal with the sin of the brothers to him, vayamoraruhu varoibu vayistamuhu ba'aleichitzim, because Vatesha be'eson kashtoi, there the uncle is translates, the Shavi betukfei roichatzone, that roichatzone means betochen, be'ano rochitz, we say in Baruch Shemei, putting your faith in Hashem. It was the tremendous faith that Yosef has in Hashem that's called keshes. Keshes is a very strong bound, a very strong bind, as we see that the Hashem used the keshes to make the bris with Noach. The keshes refers to betochen, the Sfarim tells us, and Rashi brings on that pasuk, Vatesha be'esam kashtai, that Yosef had tremendous betochen in Hashem. And we're mentioning this now because the Chodesh of Kislev, being that it's the mazel of Keshes, which Keshes refers to tefillah, and betochen is the way to combat Golus Yishmael, and Yishmael, as we know, is Keshes also, but he's the Keshes in the Le'umaz, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi Roive Keshes. Yishmael was known for his expertise in the keshes and the bow and arrow, Vayiroi v'kashas. In fact, the pasuk also says in Vayir, which ad hayoyim, I haven't seen any mefarshim that explain this. It's a ha'ora that requires iyun. Why, when the pasuk tells us that Yishmael was sitting under the tree crying and dying, and dying of thirst, so it says that Hagar sat from far away, Vateshev mineged, And then the pasuk adds, Harchek kemetachave keshes. What's the nafka mean? How far she was sitting away from Yishmael? And the Torah has to say that it was as distant as the shooting of the bow and arrow. Harchek kemetachave keshes. Why is that important to know? It's obvious because Yishmael is associated with the keshes. He roive kashas. Yishmael, the current golus, the golus that we are in now, the last golus that is dependent, that Bias HaMashiach depends on his fall. And that is associated with this week's parasha, the Shabbos that takes us into Kislev, Mazel Keshes, a Chodesh that is definitely Mesugal, that we should be zoiched to the fall of Yishmael, the Mazel of Keshes, which Yishmael is the Keshes de Leumasan, by our strengthening Keshes, which is Tefillah, Bakashasi and Betoch, and that's how we're going to combat Yishmael. And that's why the last pasuk of Parshas Chayesorah, which is the last pasuk of the parasha that takes us from Mar Cheshvan to Kislev, talks about the Mapola of Yishmael. And the pasuk says, "Vayishkenu mechavila ad shur asher al pnei Mitzrayim boyacha ashura." Now this pasuk is referring to the Bnei Yishmael. The Bnei Yishmael dwelled from the city of Chavila to the city of Shur on the face of Mitzrayim, coming to Ashur. And then the parasha ends off, "Al pnei kol echav nafol," on the face of all his brothers, he fell. Although Unkelus and Rashi translate Nafal as he dwelled. But it's obvious that the Torah is using a different word for dwell than it usually uses. In the previous parasha, it said, Al-Pnei Kol Echav Yishkoin. Here it says Nafal. And Rashi is bothered by that. So Rashi says, and this is the last Rashi of Parashas Chayesorah, Atchalei Meis Avraham Yishkoin. Until Avraham passed away, while Avraham was alive, Yishmael dwelled and he lived. Misha Meis Avraham, once Avraham was Nifter, Nafal, he fell. Yet in the previous pasuk it says, "Va'elu shnei chayi Yishmael ma'as shana u'shloishim shana v'sheva shanim va'yigva va'yomas va'yosef el amav." Says Rashi, it never says the word va'yigva, which means in English to expire, unless it's talking about a tzaddik. Ein gevia ela b'tzaddikim. So Yishmael, it seems, was a tzaddik. He was a bal tshuva. We see he's already there when Avram went to the Akedah. He had come back after he was thrown out of the house. The Torah seems to indicate a very similar expression as we find by Avraham Avinu and by Sarah, which would indicate that Yishmael was a righteous person, and he dies at tzaddik, about tshuva. And then we say, Al-Panei Kolechav Nafal, and Rashi says, after Avraham is mess, is Nafal. Now, if we take a look at this pasuk, there seems to be many difficulties here. This is not one of the pasukim that you'll find a lot of mefarshim on, and I haven't noticed many that talk about it, but if you look closely at this pasuk, it starts off in plural and ends off in singular. Vayishkenu mechavila, doesn't say vayishkain, and it ends off al pnei kol echav nafal, not naflu. It should have said either vayishkenu naflu, or vayishkain nafal. Why are we switching tenses here? Why are we switching from plural to, actually from plural to singular? Either, who are we talking about? Vayishkenu mechavila ad shur is referring to the names that we just said before, the 12 sons of Yishmael, from Nevoyos till Kedema, the Eilish Shmois b'nei Yishmael b'shmoisam l'soladoisam, and of course their children, grandchildren, they spread out. Vayishkenu mechavila ad shur. Then al pnei kol echav nafal. Now nafal is in singular, which the Ibn Ezra says, seems to say that we're talking about Yishmael himself. And that's how Rashi says, Misha Meis Avraham Nafal. So that's Yishmael himself we're talking about. So the pasuk starts off in the plural, referring to the children, grandchildren, and descendants of Yishmael. Apnei Kol Echav Nafal is talking about Yishmael himself. What also requires a hesber is why the pasuk ends off in the past tense. It should have said Apnei Kol Echav Yipol, not Nafal. He will fall, like it says Apnei Kol Echav Yishkain in Parshas Vayera, and here it says Nafal in the past. According to Rashi, it's understood because we're referring to Yishmael who fell after Avraham passed away. So it says it in the past. The way the Baal HaTurim explains it, the Baal HaTurim, the famous Baal HaTurim, that he says, "Kishe yipol Yishmael ba'acharis hayamim," when Yishmael will fall at the end of time in our generation. Al pnei kol echav nafal is begematria doer acharoi. He doesn't say that, but we're just adding spice to the Baal HaTurim. Al pnei kol echav nafal, which is equal to the words dor acharein, our generation, the last generation, is when we're going to see the fall of Yishmael. Then Yitzmach ben David, and he quotes the pasuk in the next parasha. Ve'elah told us Yitzchak. That's the connection, the end of Chayesar to the beginning of told us. When Yishmael falls, Yitzchak rises. So Rabbi Yishmael didn't fall yet, in other words. So it should have said, Al Panei Kol Echav Yipol, which would be in the future. Why do we end Al Panei Kol Echav Nofol in the past? Also, there are many questions here, whatever we have time to go into. If we look at the Pesukim closely, it would seem that something is written out of order here. If anything, the Torah should have told us the children of Yishmael, and then say this pasuk, "Vayishkunu mechavila ad shur asher al panei Mitzrayim," and then the last pasuk should have been the Eile Shnei Chai Yishmael, that Yishmael lived 170 years, and he dies, and he's finished. That's it. That's the end of Yishmael. After we read about the death of Yishmael, oh, by the way, "Vayishkunu mechavila ad shur," that's talking about the children and the grandchildren of Yishmael. It's out of order. And a very major question, and that is, what is this doing in Parshas Chayei Sarah? Of all Parshiyos, Sarah is the one who literally was Moser Nefesh, that was like her last will and testament, to make sure that Yishmael is out of the picture. She's the one who says, Goresh ha'oma hazois v'yespuna. We owe her the thanks, the credit is hers that Yishmael is out of the picture, because if it would have been up to Avraham, Avraham cried out, Lu Yishmael yichyu lefanech. Avraham was ready to take Yishmael in, and in fact he was even satisfied to have Yishmael as his only child when Hashem told him that you're going to have another son. It was Sarah who realized that Yishmael is not included at all in the descendants of Avraham Avinu. He's not considered Zara Shel Avraham Avinu. Kibi Yitzchak Yikore Lecha Zara was said to Avraham after Sarah demands from Avraham that he sent her out. He sent her and him out. Gorei Sha'ama Hazois V'yezbeno. Then we're Zoicha to hear the words, Kibi Yitzchak Yikore Lecha Zara, which says, Yitzchak not Yishmael, and part of Yitzchak not Esav. All due to Sarah, to Sarah's wisdom and to Sarah's Ruach HaKadosh, as Rashi says over there, that Avraham was a tuffel to Sarah ben Avias. Sarah is the one who made sure that Yishmael is out. And perhaps it's because of Sarah that the Mapala of Yishmael is going to happen now. Not perhaps. That is the reason. Sarah is the one who is responsible that Yishmael will fall, and that's going to lead to the revelation of Mashiach. So is it possible? I mean, does it make sense, I should say, rather, that the parsha in which we learn about Yishmael here, and the Torah ends up telling us that Yishmael died at Tzaddik, is in Chayei Sarah of all parshas? This is the parsha that talks about the legacy of Sarah. The name of the parsha is Chayei Sarah, it's sort of the eulogy of Sarah. Every pasuk in this parsha is a parsha of Chayei Sarah, including the last pasuk, including the last few pasukim, where we talk about the names of the sons of Yishmael. Why does Sarah have to have in her parsha about Yishmael? She wants him out, she's not interested in Yishmael. And yet, we're saying in the parsha of Sarah, the legacy of Sarah is that, what, that Yishmael died at Tzaddik? What does that have to do with Sarah? Why should Sarah be the one that should have it in her parsha? Every parasha, the beginning and the end, are connected. The parasha here ends with Yishmael, and it begins with Vayihi Yuchai Yisora, Meyashana Ve'eshrim Shana Ve'sheva Shana Shnei Chai Yisora, and of course the topic of the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. The Ma'aris HaMachpelah, which is the place in which the couples, that's Machpelah, has in it the Kefel couple, the couples, Adam and Chava, Sarah and Avraham, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah are buried. That's the source, that's the place where the Gemara learns out Kedushin. We learn out Kedushin, Ki yikach ish isha, kicha kicha mizdei Ephraim, of all places. We learn out that kicha means kedushin, that kicha means kesef, kinyan kesef, from kesef hasada kach mimeni, that Avraham says by the kinyan of the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. What's the connection? And here he's buying a burial plot for his wife. He's not marrying her. And we're learning out kedushin from all places, from here, which is really where Avraham is burying Sarah. And here the amkus of it is that the Emma Ish v'Isha are forever together. They're forever, even after death, they're together. Avraham is buying a burial plot for Sarah and for himself, that the two are going to be together, united as they were as one neshama even before they were born, which is the bechina of Yovel. Yovel is when everyone returns to their source. The source, which is where we originate from and that we go back to, hopefully, which is Yovel means the year of Yovel, the jubilee, when everything goes back to its original source, to the origin, Avadim are freed, the fields return to their original owners, the Yovel year, which the coming of Mashiach is compared to the Yovel year, it says Mashiach comes in a Yovel year, because that's what happens after he comes, everything goes back to its source. Today Ephraim was always under the domain of Kedusha, that temporarily Ephraim got a hold of it. But in this parasha by Yochum Sdei Ephraim, the field of Ephraim has a tekuma. Rashi says tekuma hoysol yad melach. It has an uplifting. The field of Ephraim, which temporarily had to be under the domain of Ephraim, is now out of his hands, bought by Avraham Avinu, and it is now the Maris HaMachpelah forever belonging to Klal Yisrael. The Maris HaMachpelah is only for Bnei Yisrael. It's only for those that Kedushin has an effect. Kedushin, which is something which is only by Yidden. Only by Yidden is this Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, Kinyan Kedushin. By Goyim, Kedushin doesn't exist. It's a marriage, but it's not a Kedushin. It's not an act of holiness. It's not forever. It's not a return to an original source. That's why the Maris HaMachpelah is not for Esav. It's not for Yishmael. Even though the head of Esav is there, that the head of Esav is where all the Gerim come from. Yishmael, however, is out of the picture. Yishmael has nothing to do with the Maris HaMachpelah. Yishmael is not buried anywhere near the Maris HaMachpelah, although the Arabs go there thinking that Yishmael is there. Yishmael even recognizes that, because by the Olvayo of Avraham Avinu, it says here, he allowed Yitzchak to go ahead of him. Yishmael lets Yitzchak go ahead of him, because he recognizes that Yitzchak is considered the Bechor, and Yitzchak is the true child of Avraham Avinu. That's part of the source of how we know that Yishmael did tshuva is from here. By the Olvayo of Yitzchak, it wasn't that way. By the Olvayo of Yitzchak, Esav went ahead of Yaakov, because Esav does not recognize that Yaakov is the Bechor, even after he sold the Bechayra to Yaakov. Yet we see Yishmael does tshuva. On the other hand, as the Chidah says, I believe we mentioned this, never do we see a Yishmaeli becoming a Jew. It doesn't happen. If there are instances of very rare that we hear perhaps of a Muslim becoming a Jew, either his mother was not from Yishmael, or he's not really from Yishmael. Just because someone is a Muslim doesn't mean they're from Yishmael. But we see it definitely on Al-Haroiv, in the majority, that you rarely, rarely ever hear of a Muslim converting to Judaism. Christians, yes, that's a lot. But not Muslims. Even though their religion is closer to ours than Christianity is, from Yishmael there is nothing. That was, Sarah was poil that, when she said, Goresh ha'ama hazoiz v'yaz b'na, that Yishmael is out of the picture. Yishmael has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael. He himself died at Tzaddik. When he died, though, he fell. That was it. There's no aliyah for Yishmael. We know that after a person is nifta, there's the concept of aliyah's neshama. That even after a person passes away, he lives on. His children say Kaddish for him. The grandchildren, they learn Mishnayis. The neshama of a Jew never goes to Aveda. The neshama of a Jew is always constantly striving. There's always an aliyah, especially for Sarah. That's why the parasha is called Chayei Sarah, even though it talks about the death of Sarah. Sarah lives on. Her legacy lives on. And Sarah is constantly going higher and higher in Gan Eden. And the Shema always has an aliyah in Gan Eden, because by a Jew there's no such thing as Misa. By a Jew there's no such thing as that it's the end. It's not the end. A Jew is constantly going higher and higher. By Yishmael, his death was at the end. Al Pnei Kol Echov Nofel. That's why it says Nofel Lashon Ovar. That Yishmael, with his death, it ended. Even though he died at Tzaddik, he himself at the end was good, but that's it. It's over. The fact that the Arabs have any memshalah today, the fact that Yishmael rules to some degree, the fact that Yishmael has a shlita over the area of the Beis HaMikdash now temporarily in Eretz Yisrael, is only because Yishmael Taka lived a life, at the end of his life, certainly he lived a righteous life, he had bris milah, and that's the schus that they have. That's why by Yishkunu mechavila at shura, asher al panei Mitzrayim b'yacha ashura, because as the pasuk says before, Yishmael died at Tzaddik. However, the Torah ends up, but you should know, and here the Torah switches to Lashon Yachid, because we're talking about Yishmael himself, Al Panei Kol Echov Nafal, he fell. His death was the end. There's no aliyah to Yishmael. That's why there's no Nitzutzei Kedusha from Yishmael, no Gerim, and that's it. After he passed away, it's Nafal Lashon Avar, it's finished, it's over. That sorrow was poil. That's due to sorrow. It's interesting, if you look at this pasuk closely, besides that it switches from Lashon Rabban to Lashon Yachid, and because the first half of the pasuk is referring to the Bnei Yishmael in the Golus that we're in now, in our last generation, in which we're going to be zeichet to the Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal, and that's why it says in Lashon Avar. The reason why he's going to fall to us is because he fell in the past. The reason why the Geula depends on the fall of Yishmael, not on the fall of Esav so much, but the fall of Yishmael, because in Esav there's Kedusha. In Edom, there are parts of Edom and parts of Esav that are going to mean this barer that will be cleansed when Mashiach will come. It doesn't say that the arrival of Mashiach depends on the fall of Esav, but it depends on the fall of Yishmael. Yishmael already fell. Al Panei Kol Echov Nafal. He fell then, and after his death it's over. There's no aliyah for Yishmael. He's not having every year aliyahs neshama because Yishmaelim are davening five times a day, or because of the bris that they have, or because of their tzniyas. That's not happening to him. Sarah already got rid of him. He's out. So it was nafal. He fell already in the past, and that's why he will fall in the future, and from that sprouts Malchus Beis David. But in that last generation, in the generation that Golus Yishmael is the most powerful, Golus Yishmael existed for years already. The Rambam writes about it in the Geres Taiman. However, in this last pasuk, which this last pasuk is referring to, the fall of Yishmael ba'acharis hayomim, according to the way the Baal HaTurim explains it, this last pasuk, if you take a look at the names of the places that it mentions here, that the Bnei Yishmael dwell in, it mentions the two places, Mitzrayim and Ashur. Vayishkud mechavila Ashur, Ashur al Pnei Mitzrayim, Boyacha Ashura. Mitzrayim and Ashur we find together in the Pasuk HaYodua in Yishaya, which we say in the Haftarah of Parshas Shemayis, Ubo ho'evnim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, v'yishtachavu l'Hashem b'harakodesh b'Yerushalayim. Ashur and Mitzrayim are the antithesis to Yerushalayim, total opposite of Yerushalayim. Ashur, which the city of Ashur, which we read about in Parshas Noach, they were not into the decadence, the immorality of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim symbolizes Mitzrayim, who's an enekel of Chum. Mitzrayim, their interest in life is just the pursuit of physical pleasure. That's Mitzrayim. Zir Masusim, Zir Masam, Shtufei Zima. Mitzrayim, they're not known for their intelligence. They're not known to be intellectuals. They're just into the pursuit of pleasure. Ashur, on the other hand, was different. Ashur, the Assyrians, whatever they were at that time, we see in Parshas Noach that Ashur leaves Nimrod. Min ha'aretz hahi yotza Ashur ba'yiven es Ninveh, which the Mefarshim say that's why Ninveh was zeichet to do tshuva because of Yoina, in the story of Yoina, because the Ninveh people are Einakluch of Ashur, and Ashur had the foresight to leave the Haflogah. Min ha'aretz hahi yotza Ashur ba'yiven es Ninveh. He left the Merida of Nimrod. That's why Ashur was chosen, that his ksav is the ksav that we use in the Sefer Torah today, ksav Ashuris. It's called ksav Ashuris. Ashur, therefore, was not into the evil of their time. However, later on, Ashur became part of it, and Ashur symbolizes the intellectuals, the Ashur people, not into the pursuit of physical pleasures, but they're into the deis kaisvos, the apikursus, kfira. Even though Ashur himself left the Haflogah, he left Bavel, he left the Merida of Nimrod, but the people of Ashur from the word Osher, Be'oshri ki yeshruni banois, which means fortunate. It also means beauty, like Yavon. The Golus of Yavon would be more comparable to Ashur than to Mitzrayim, because the Yavonim, at least, to some degree, they pursued intellectualism, enlightenment, philosophy. That's why the Golus Yavon was such a dangerous Golus, more so than the others, because the others didn't really entice The Bnei Yisrael were always on a higher level. The Bnei Yisrael weren't into the stupidity of Bavel and Paras Umadai. But the Yevanim, yes, because the Yevanim had a philosophy. They had books. They were into intelligence. But it wasn't Chachma de Kedusha. It was Chachma de Leumazah. That's Ashur. That's why the Torah says, Ubo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. It's necessary that we rid ourselves of the tumah of Ashur and of Mitzrayim in order to come to Yerushalayim. And in our time, especially as Golus Yishmael spreads throughout the world, although Islam has it, whatever Islam stands for, we see in this time now that Golus Yishmael is spread throughout the world, these two are very prevalent. We have today the people who are just into the pursuit of pleasures and enjoyment and having a good time, and that's what life is all about, entertainment and comedy and all that, and going to restaurants or just eating and living it up. That's the Mitzrayim of today. And then there's the Ashur of today, the academia, the so-called intelligence people, philosophers, atheists perhaps, but yet on a higher level, supposedly. But the truth is they're both the same. It's Oivnim Be'eretz Ashur, V'Hanidachim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It's only after they we turn away from Asher and Mitzrayim that was zeichet to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, which is the city of wisdom, as it says in Koheles, Melech B'Yerushalayim, Kehelis was the Melech B'Yerushalayim. Rashi says it was the Ir HaChachma. Shloimeh was the Chacham Mikol HaAdam, and his capital, he sat in Yerushalayim, which is called the City of Wisdom. It's known that the Yalei Yerushalayim were known for their Chachma, Emes HaChachma, Chachmas Hashem, Chachmas HaTorah, the opposite of Ashur, and definitely the opposite of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim and Yerushalayim are total opposites. Yerushalayim is the city of fear, Mitzrayim is the city where the pursuit of pleasure is what they're into. So Ubalu Ivna Be'eretz Ashur Hanidokum Be'eretz Mitzrayim, and then Vihishtachavu Hashem Baharakodish B'Yerushalayim. Which Yerushalayim is the city that the Bnei Yishmael today claim to be theirs. That's the final fight, the final war, Melchemes Goig U'Magog, takes place in Yerushalayim, where Ashur and Mitzrayim are going to gather together. This basically symbolizes all the nations of the world. Melchemes Goig U'Magog is Begematria 70. It's the 70 nations of the entire world, the whole United Nations, all the representatives of the entire world are going to have a day over who Yerushalayim belongs to, which is what Melchemes Goig U'Magog is all about. That's where Ashur and Mitzrayim come together under the guise of Yishmael to take away Yerushalayim, which Yerushalayim is the city only supposed to be given to Bnei Yisrael, to Bnei Avram, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, who are buried in the Maariv HaMachpelah. And yet Yishmael claims it's theirs, and at that time, These two tumas, Asher and Mitzrayim, are very, very prevalent. At this time, right before Mashiach comes, in the Ikvus of the Mashiach and the Dor Acharon, we're going to see the tsaris from Asher and Mitzrayim, as we see today, in both ends. We see the tremendous inroads and the high tech and the technology and space technology and computer science. That's the Asher of today. That's the Migdol, that's the Hafloga. And on the other hand, we see the Mitzrayim, we see the tumah, we see the immorality and the decadence. Okay, Asher and Mitzrayim joining together in Golus Yishmael. That's why in this last pasuk, which merames to us the last moments of Golus, when we're going to be zeichet to the Alpenei Kol Echav Nofo, we see the rise of Mitzrayim and Asher. Vayishkunu mechavila atshur Asher Alpenei Mitzrayim boyach Ashura. And what's interesting is the Yalkut Reuveni writes in the name of the Megala Amukus and the Zohar Chodosh that Maariv HaMachpelah is the place where the entrance to Gan Eden is located. It's the Pesach of Gan Eden. They bring it down also on the Pasuk via La Boker Ratz Avraham, that Avraham ran after the Boker into the Maariv HaMachpelah. That's what he decided he wants to be buried there. Boker is the same letters as Kever. He ran after the Boker into the Kever, and he saw the Kever of Adam and Chava, and that's when he desired to be buried there, because that's where the Pischer Shel Gan Eden is. They go a step further, the Alkut Ruvani, and says it's not just the Pesach of Gan Eden, it's also the Pesach, where all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael go through that Pesach. It's not clear if they go to Yerushalayim first and then they go there, or they go there first and then they go to Yerushalayim, Vezeh Shaar Shamayim, both places. But Maariv HaMachpelah, which is the place where Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are buried, the ones who established Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. That's why in every tefillah we say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's the makom of Kibul Tefillah. And since the Midrashim tell us that Yishmael, the only way to combat Yishmael is through Yishmakel, through Tefillah, and through Betochen, which Tefillah and Betochen go together. A Baal Betochen davens. Someone who davens is a Baal Betochen. You need Betochen for Tefillah. That's why both are referred to, as we mentioned before, as Keshes. Keshes is Tefillah, Keshes is Betochen, and Keshes is Golas Yishmael, the Roiva Kashas. The way to combat the Keshes of Yishmael is through the Keshes of Tefillah and Betochen. In our parasha, we see both. In our parasha, which ends with the Mapala of Yishmael, which is the last fall before the rise of Malchus Beis David, before the restoration of Malchus Beis David, the Eilat told us Yitzchak, is in Parshas Chayei Sarah, because it is Sarah who brought this about. That is the legacy of Sarah. Sarah, who is Zoicha, by the way, to be the one to be buried in the Maariv HaMachpelah first, after Adam and Chava, but Adam and Chava is a separate topic. We're talking about, as Bnei Yisrael, the first Jewess to be buried in the Maariv HaMachpelah is Sarah. That's who Avraham buys the Maariv HaMachpelah for to begin with. It's for Sarah. The Maariv HaMachpelah, the place of Kibul Tefillah, the place where all the Tefillahs go, and as we know, the only way to combat Yishmael is through Tefillah. The parasha ends with the Mapala of Yishmael and begins with the Maariv HaMachpelah, which is the place of Kibul Tefillah, and the only way to combat Yishmael is through Tefillah. And more than that, the Yishma'elim, as we all know, believe that they're going to get Gan Eden. The Gan Eden that they think is Gan Eden, Rahman al-Islam. What they think Gan Eden is, a tiny gufni, which is nonsense. Taina Gufni is only in this world and it doesn't last. Real Ta'anug, Emesa, true pleasure, which is in the next world, which is in Gan Eden, is Ta'anug Ruchni and Ziv Hashchina, which is forever. It's a Nitzchi, is the Ta'anug. Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. Avraham Avinu bought the Ma'arza Machpele, in which the Pesach to Gan Eden Ha'elion, to the true Gan Eden, exists. He spent Arba Meis Kesef Shekel for Oivel HaSoicher, for what? Because this is the Pesach of Gan Eden. Oivel HaSoicher is Begimatria, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Be'eden Mikedem. That's the real Gan Eden. The true Gan Eden, not the Gan Eden that the Arabs are convincing each other that if they blow themselves up, they're going to get that Gan Eden. And it's interesting that if you look in the Pesukim at the beginning of Chumash, where it talks about Gan Eden, the name Chavila and Ashur are mentioned in the Nahorois, the Nahorois that come out of Eden. The Pesuk says, "V'shem Anoharish Pishon Hu Hasoyev is called Eretz HaChavila," and the next one is Kidmas Ashur. That's the real. This is just the imitation of Gan Eden. Vayishmei Chavila. Asher al Panei Mitzrayim, Boyach Ashura, the Yishmaelim are trying to convince the world, if you join their religion, or if you do what they tell you to do, you're going to get what they think Gan Eden is. Which is nonsense. That's not Gan Eden. Al Panei Kolech of Nafal, there is no Gan Eden for Yishmael. There's no Olam Haba for Yishmael. That's not for Yishmael. Sar already took care of that. Once Yishmael died, it's over. Nafal, he fell already. That's it. In the Pasha, we also find Betochen. We find Tfila and Betochen, because we find that Eliezer, on his way to marry, on his way to make the shidduch between Rivka and Yitzchak, he did two things. He davened and he showed his betachim. He davened, as the pasuk says, that he said to Hashem, "Hakren olafonai hayoyim vaasei chesed in adoni Avraham." He me'anoichi nitzav alein hamoyim, and the pasuk says, "Vayihu terem kilo v'daven." Before he even finished speaking, v'hinei Rivka Yoid says, "The power of tefillah." Yitzchak also davens in this parasha. Yitzchak tefillah was even greater. He didn't even have to start davening; he was answered already. By Yitzchak, Yitzchak lasuach basodet. The pasuk says before he even started davening, by Yisra ena vayar, v'hinei gemalim boim. The camels are coming, carrying Rivka and Eliezer. Yitzchak is davening for a shidduch here. By Yitzchak, Yitzchak lasuach basodet. Before he even starts, terem nikra v'ani en. Both the tefillah of Eliezer and the tefillah of Yitzchak are two different kinds of tefillahs that were required and are necessary in general when a person is looking for a shidduch or anything that we need. Tefillah is a necessity. We need tefillah in order to receive it. And more than that, we need betochen. And Eliezer showed this when he gave the jewelry before he asked her who she was. What was the purpose of doing that? She was right there. It's not just ask her. In fact, he realized that it was ridiculous, because later when he says the story over, he said it over the other way so that they shouldn't chap him that he was crazy. He gave her jewelry before asking who she is. And then afterwards, so Rashi says, after he gave it to her, he asked her, why? Let me show you. Therefore what? Because he was confident that he was answered, so therefore you ask later. She's right here, just ask her and then give her the jewelry. But that itself was a lesson. He did it on purpose. He did it that the schus of the betochen that he has itself should be the answer. It should be the reason that she should be the right one. He bedavka did not ask her first, because he wanted to show that his betochen is so great, that he's definite that this is the one. He had to ask her afterwards, just, you know, to find exactly who she is. But he's sure this is the one. He gives her the jewelry already, no matter how expensive it is, and he's not worried that after when he asks her who she is, he's going to find that it's someone else. Tefillah and betochen, both were the prerequisites here for the shidduch to be successful. That's the keshes, as we mentioned before. The keshes is tefillah, asher lokachti miyad v'emori b'charbi uvakashti. And Keshes is Betochem, like we saw by Yosef, Ateshev, Be'ezon, Kashtoi. Those two, the Tefillah and the Betochem, is what made the Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka a reality, which it ends off, Habayikach, Bayiviyeho Yitzchak, Ha'oihela, Sora Imoi. Ha'oihela, the Balaturim says, it says 8 times in Tanakh, the word Ha'oihela, referring to the 8 places that the Shekhinah rested in this world, the Mishkan, in Shiloh, in Gilgal, in Ma'ivagiva, in the first, second place, and the third. The third is also hinted here. That means this pasuk by Vieho Yitzchak Ha'oihel Asara Ima is a remez that Hashem brings Klal Yisrael into his Oihel, which is the Beis HaMikdash. The Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka is the Shidduch, the Yichud of Kutsha Berichu of Shchinte, the Yichud of Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's the end, that's the result, that's the goal. A person is sent into this world, just like Eliezer was sent on a mission. And Eliezer was Matzliach because of his Tefillah and because of his Betochen, and he brings the two together. That's what we're here for. We're sent into this world with many obstacles, just like Lavan and Besuel tried to prevent this shidduch from taking place. Besuel tries to kill Eliezer. Lavan bikesh lachor zakol. Some say that was here by trying to ruin the shidduch, to try to prevent Klal Yisrael from developing. Every Yid is sent into this world with a mission, and all the missions are the same, although everyone has their own specific shlichus in this world. It's all to bring to the shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka, which Yishmael, Lavan, Esav, and their ilk try to prevent from happening. Sarah already prepared us for the future. Sarah already, with her tefillah and with her tzivui to Avraham of Goresh Ha'ama Hazayis V'Yaspana, paved the path for the future, that Yishmael will not accomplish what he wants. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, Malchus Beis David will be restored. Klal Yisrael will return. Klal Yisrael is going to go back. The Shidduch of Yitzchak and Rivka will take place. Kutcha Baruch Hu Shechintei, Hashem and Klal Yisrael will reunite. Vayivyeho Yitzchak Ha'oyhel Asara Imai. Ha'oyhel Asara Imai is Begematria B'Yerushalayim. It's also Begematria V'Hoysel Hashem HaMelucha. When Hashem's Melucha returns, that's when Malchus Beis David is restored, which Malchus Beis David is what was rebelled against in the Chodesh of Ma'acheshvan, as we mentioned. This is the Chodesh that the Yavoida now is to restore Malchus Beis David. That's why the last Haftorah of the last Shabbos that we read in Chodesh Ma'acheshvan, the Parshas Chayesara, begins with the words the Hamelech David. The Hamelech David Zaka in Baba Yomim. The Hamelech David. Right after Al Panei Kolech of Nafal, the last five words that the Balkoire will read this Shabbos in every shul, referring to the Nefila of Yishmael, right afterwards we take out the Navi and we read the Hamelech David. In fact, this parasha has 105 psukim in it. And at the end of every parasha, there's a siman that is given to remember how many psukim the parasha has. The siman for this week is Yehoyada. But the words for Hamelech David are also equal to 105. That's how many psukim this parasha has. This is the parasha that leads to the Hamelech David, to the cry at the end of the Haftarah of Atoyma Yechi Adoini Hamelech David La'olam, when Klal Yisrael cries out, "Long live the king." In other words, when Malchus Beis David is restored, that is dependent on the Al Panei Kolech of Nafal, the Nefila of Yishmael, who in his time, Mitzrayim and Ashur are ruling, as we see today. The Tumah today is overwhelming, the Tumah of Mitzrayim and the Tumah of Ashur, which is only a sign that the Al Panei Kolech of Nafal is coming closer. And Meila Ve'ela told us Yitzchak. That's why the words Mitzrayim and Ashur, if you add those two words together, Mitzrayim and Ashur is equal to Shamat Smiach Keren LeDavid. It's from Mitzrayim and Ashur, from what we're going to accomplish by humbling Mitzrayim and Ashur, Ubo Ha'ivdem Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Be'eretz Ashur, Ve'hanidachem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Be'ishtachavu LaHashem B'harakoydesh, that we're going to be Zeichet of Shamat Smiach Keren LeDavid. That's why Parshas Chayesara begins with the Maariv HaMachpelah, which the Maariv HaMachpelah is the makom of the couples, the place of the zivugim, the place of Avraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. Right afterwards, you have the parsha of zivugim, the parsha of Shaduchim, the Avraham Zokah in Baba Yomim, the Hashem Berachas Avraham Ba'akoyel, and here starts the shidduch, the first Jewish marriage. Avraham and Sarah were not married as Jews; they became Jews later. Avraham and Sarai married. Avraham and Sarah first later become the first Jews. The first marriage of two Jews, at least, perhaps they're not called B'nai Yisrael yet, it's before Matan Torah, but this is the obvious we're talking about, is Yitzchak and Rivka. And in fact, all the Inyanim of Shaduchim we learn out from this topic, from this parasha of the, in fact, by the Sfardim, it's a minute to read this parasha, the Shabbos before a Chasana, by an Oifer, if they say this parasha, because it's the Shabbos of Shaduchim. This is read right after the topic of the Maariv HaMachpelah, which the Maariv HaMachpelah becomes the Mokoyim in which the Zivugim of the Avos, the couples, the Avos are buried there. This is the source for Kiddushin. Kicha, kicha, mizdei Ephraim. Is the Maariv HaMachpelah. And Avraham Avinu makes Eliezer swear that you not take a Kanani for my son. Loisikach isha levnim ibnois ha-Kanani. Avraham doesn't want to have anything to do with the Kananim, who come from Chom, which is Mitzrayim. That's why Shmuel, on the one hand, Yishmael's father is Avraham Avinu. But Yishmael is not called Ben Avraham. Yishmael is referred to here at the end of the parasha in Chayei Sarah. This is due to Sarah. as Yishmael ben Avram, Asher Yolda Hagar, he's referred to as ben Avram, but at the same time it says, Asher Yolda Hagar HaMitzris Shivchas Sarah. Who's his mother? Hagar the Mitzris was the Shivcha of Sarah. She's still called the Shivcha of Sarah, even after she married Avram. Which means she's subservient to Sarah. Sarah rules, not Hagar. And that's who Yishmael is, and therefore Yishmael is not considered part of Klal Yisrael. When we talk about the 12 sons of Yishmael, we mention here that Yishmael had 12 sons, and among them was Chadad Visema Yetur Nafish Vakedema. So the Svarim say that in these words I hinted what we have to do in order to combat Yishmael. Chadad means to sharpen. Like we say, Chadad Sakincha, Yiyu Divrei Torah Mechudodim Beficha. Chadad means sharpen your mouth, learn Torah. Tema means say, dafen, say Tehillim. Yetur Nafish is from Shmiras Nefesh. Watch your nefesh. Don't worry about what's going to happen to your body. We're all worried about security today. Yetur Nafish, Shmiras HaNefesh. Vakedema means I go forward. Don't let whatever Yishmael does at the end of time, don't let it set you back. On the contrary, Vakedema, go forward. And from the Mapala of Yishmael, we're going to be Zeichet to Malchus Beis David, which is hinted in the Pesukim, Vayosar Shevet Mi Yehuda U'mechaykek Mi Bein Raglev. When is that going to happen? That's going to happen after Yishmael falls. Chadad v'seima yitur nafish v'kedema is b'gematria loyosu shevet mihuda mechaykik mivein raglov. And the pasuk before that says another thing. Umishma v'duma umasa. The Rambam writes this in the Geras Taimon that when Golas Yishmael rules, mishma v'duma umasa. Mishma, we should listen to people. If we hear people say things to us and we want to answer back, he says, duma, be quiet, umasa, and carry it. In other words, tikkun amidos, not to allow fighting and insults affect our lives. If people say things to us and we want to answer back, mishma v'duma umasa, control yourself and don't. And that way we'll be able to be soivel golas Yishmael. It's hinted in the names. In the names of the Bnei Yishmael are hinted the skulas, the tikkunim, and the way to combat golas Yishmael through mishma v'duma umasa and chadad v'tema. Yetur nafish v'kedma is equal to the words v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Through Avas Yisrael, Achdus Yisrael, we're going to be zeicha to kedem. Vayita Hashem alikim gam de'eden mikedem. Yishmael had a son kedema, but the kedem that he's interested in is not the same kedem that we are. From the kedem of Yishmael, we're going to get to the kedem of Vayita Hashem alikim gam de'eden mikedem, which is the Pesach of Gan Eden, which is the Marisa Machpelah and the Kibbut Tfilos of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's interesting. The Medrash says that there are three places. Huh? So it's 10 o'clock? Mm-hmm. Three places that the Goyim can never say belong to them because we bought it. The Marisa Machpelah, the Kavura of Yosef, and the Makom HaMikdash. And Dafka, those three places today we see is where the Bnei Yishmael are. May we be Zeichetak, the Alpanei Kolech of Nofol, and the Eilat Tolis Yitzchak, and the restoration of Malchus Beis David.